Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got a great show coming up for you tonight, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make this show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal.
There you
got
go.
Got that out.
You know, Tom, I know I mentioned it earlier, but I heard an interesting statistic about the RV market from last year, and you have to think about, you know, what was going on in the nation with the pandemic, but RV sales were up 87% last year.
Well, that was the way that people could get together, their families could be together, and they could go get out in the open somewhere or go to some park or some recreational center and not be around anybody and still be quarantined. They quarantine themselves in their own motorhome.
Yeah, I just found it. I figured there was a, you know, something of an uptick, but goodness, that's such a significant rise.
Yeah.
In that, and you know, of course, we appreciate you know, Johnny's support, and of course, they do a great service to our veterans and the community as a whole, and in making sure that folks get taken care of when it comes to their RVs. Of course, we want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. You can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later this hour on SBN, we'll be joined by Ms. Donna Skipper from the Azalea City Republican Women. That's a big title. She will get us up to speed on an upcoming event.
I'll bet they could stir up some stuff over there, too, all those women.
I imagine that group probably could. But she's going to get us up to speed on an upcoming event that they will be hosting to salute our veterans.
Right.
Also, a new program from the VA may assist veterans unemployed by the scandemic with money for job training in a wide variety of areas. We'll give you the details. And Memorial Day will be here before you know it, but the DoD is denying a traditional rallying point for the Memorial Motorcycle Ride in D.C. And from my point of view, it looks as though politics might be playing a part in the decision, but we will talk about that. And, of course, Tom's tirade on reviving Rambo. You don't want to miss it. But first, the scourge of PTSD for our troops in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is a problem that we've chronicled often here on SBN. And as we've mentioned, not only the military, but the VA were woefully unprepared to care for our troops when they returned from the battlefield. Along the way, both the VA and civilian entities have learned a tremendous amount about how to diagnose and treat the problem. Unfortunately, many of our service members that suffered from PTSD were discharged with bad paper,
leaving
them out of the VA system and really on their own to find treatment for their mental issues. However, a new ruling may reverse course for these veterans in need. And the story, Tom, is off military.com. But a federal court has approved a settlement in a lawsuit that requires the U.S. Army to review thousands of other than honorable discharges issued in the past decade to soldiers with mental health conditions or traumatic brain injury. Of course, that would be PTSD and TBI. But it was in the U.S. District Court of Connecticut. Judge Charles Haight approved the agreement in a class action suit formerly known as Kennedy versus McCarthy. And the suit said that the service wrongly discharged troops who engaged in misconduct, but whose behavior may have been caused by a psychiatric condition or brain damage. Now, Tom, this is something we've talked about for years now. The fact that you have these troops that may have been discharged with an other than honorable, but the cause of that may have been the fact that somewhere along the way they picked up TBI or PTSD, and that caused these actions.
Well, one of the things that has occurred, I have two friends here in Mobile that have young Marines, or they were Marines, that have both got some bad paper. And in both cases, neither one of them actually went in combat, even went overseas. But what we have found in some of the other investigations by the Gardberg and Kimberly and that group is the fact that you and everybody here, and probably everybody since World War One, was given the malaria medicine. And the malaria medicine consisted of quinine. And in the quinine, we found that a lot of people is allergic to it. And in turn, they had to take like four pills. You take one pill a day for 4 days. And then you have like 3 or 4 days of rest to see if it bothers you. And in some occasions, it actually gave you effects of PTSD and like a severe drug induced, like a coma, really, whereby you would, you'd see animals on the ceiling and beheaded bodies walking around. And I mean, just stupid stuff. It's like a severe, like an LSD deal or something, And they had trouble getting over that and getting through that. And in turn, wound up from bad paper, getting out of there. And hell, it wasn't their fault. There wasn't nothing wrong with them when they went in. But, they got the bad paper, and now they have no VA rights, no benefits.
Right. And, that we talked about it last week, Tom, with some of the vaccines that they were giving really with the rollout of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, because even in the first Gulf War, because that's when they were looking at, anthrax.
Right.
And those vaccines were controversial then, but everybody had to get them.
Oh, well, they were forced to. We didn't have a choice.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, and of course, when you went to boot camp, they walked down the line and and gave you the shot in the arm. On your merry way.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't check to see.
They didn't
ask you whether you wanted it or not.
No. I mean, when we were in 57, I guess it was, or 58, I was at Camp Lejeune, and my unit was called up to go to Lebanon. So we got packed and got all of our gear stored and squared away. Then they advised us that we had to go to see the corpsman. So we popped over into the little Corman's place over there and walk in the door, and here's like six of these 8-foot tables lined up in there, and they've got syringes stacked up about a foot high on each one of them, and then they've got like five or six guys standing down through that line with the little air guns that they would shoot that stuff in us, and they swab both arms with methylate, and you walk down through there in a matter of, I guess, 4 minutes, three, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, I got like 30 shots. And, they didn't tell me what they were.
Yeah.
You know, and we just got them.
When they got to where they just put them all in one, you know, and you got, you know, one in each arm, and it was a variety of things. But, you know,
well, y'all were a bunch of damn wusses. That's what it was. All you, y'all couldn't handle all the needles.
That was it. You know, you guys were
these young Marines.
Hardcore old corps. And real quick, while this decision only affects the Army, the Navy, there's a suit for the Navy as well. But Tom, I really think the way the political winds are, I think we're probably going to just see it. And I think it's the right thing to do is that the DOD, the various services should be reviewing these.
Okay.
So that you can get these service members the help they need.
There you go.
So, hey, you can always visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com. On the other side of the break, Ms. Donna Skipper from the Azalea City Republican Women. When we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
America's best 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-93-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone and check us out on Facebook as well. And it's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by Donna Skipper from the Azalea City Republican Women. Donna, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you on board, Ms. Donna. We would really like for you to maybe to elaborate a little bit about your organization, what you ladies do.
Okay, well, I'll be glad to do that. Azalea City Republican Women is basically a group of women who care about our city and our state and our country, and we just want to make a difference any way we can.
Do y'all? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we host our meetings on the second Thursday of each month at Heron Lakes Country Club. This is on Government Boulevard, and we start with our meet and greet at 6 p.m., and then we have our dinner and program at 6:30.
Okay, that's neat. Yeah. Do y'all have a pretty good large group over there, Donna?
Well, we do. We've grown a lot, surprisingly, during the COVID year. We went from about 30 members to around 100 at the end of last year.
Goodness.
And we're up to 122
Goodness.
As of this year.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. What are some of the things that that you do, and maybe give us a little bit of history about your organization?
Okay. Well, as far as the history, ACRW has been around a long time, actually. It was started by a small group of ladies who met in their homes back then in June of 1974, and it's been going strong ever since. It's kind of interesting that one of the ladies who started our organization is still living, and she attends some of our meetings from time to time.
Oh, goodness.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yep. That's old school there now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. As far as some of the things we do for our community,
right.
This is probably a long list for you. I'm very proud of our ladies. I'd like to take the opportunity to say that for doing such a good job with our community projects. Even during a COVID year last year, we provided snack baskets for our six police precincts and our sheriff's offices. We hosted a blood drive. We supported financially and provided meals for various ministries in the Mobile area, such as McKinney Place, the Women's Resource Center, Penelope House, and others.
Awesome.
We provided items for hurricane victims in sister states. We provided school books to libraries.
Yes.
Some of our ladies volunteered for the Mighty Alabama Strike Force, who knocked on doors in Florida for President Trump. And, of course, we've campaigned for other candidates as well. We made hundreds of masks and provided meals to first responders during the early COVID months. We provided gift baskets to shut-ins at Christmas, and we've honored veterans with patriotic quilts. The list just goes on and on. We've been very active.
Well, how do you become a member? Can somebody ask to join, or do you all go after an individual, or how does that work?
Well, most of the time, people hear about our organization through friends, or they may stumble upon us on Facebook, and they come and visit our club, and usually they like it and want to join. They want to become a part. Ladies are looking for a way to make a difference. They want to join on with us and become part of a group that's trying to make a difference.
Right, right.
But becoming a member is actually really simple. Anyone interested just completes a membership form, which states that they fully support Republican values in every way. And then, of course, they pay dues, which are $40 annually. I would like to mention that we have two types of membership. One is our regular membership, and that was the one I just spoke of.
Right.
And then we have an associate membership, which includes ladies from other clubs or spouses of regular attending members.
Okay. So, in other words, a lady could be a member and her spouse could be an associate member?
Exactly.
Okay.
And
that's
the
neat.
Spouse's dues are only $30. They get a little bit of a discount.
Do they get a vote? On whatever y'all
no,
are
they
making.
Do not get a vote.
Okay.
That
all
is
right.
The privilege of just the ladies who are involved.
Well, in other words, they're souped up escorts.
Well, you could call him that, I guess.
Yeah, well, some of those ladies didn't want to leave him at home. They wanted to see him and make sure where he's at.
Well, but we do host a lot of meetings, too, that guys are interested in. So whether it's candidates or topics that the guys might
right,
really be interested
right.
in, we love for them to join us anytime they can.
Well, some of the other future meetings and speakers that you may have, I understand, I guess y'all have a speaker at each meeting?
We do. Yes, we do. Well, one of our very important events is coming up on May 13th. That's a week from tomorrow night.
Right.
We are hosting a dinner for our veterans. It's called A Night to Celebrate Veterans. We love to honor our veterans every year, anytime we can, and this is going to be a very special evening. Unfortunately, this is an event that has reached maximum capacity. It's an invitation only, and this year it has reached maximum capacity. But I hope that listeners will keep it on their radar maybe for next year and join us.
Right, right.
If
you get enough participation, I mean, maybe you could even have the two events of, you know, with the same subject matter.
Well, that might be something to consider.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, and what about, go ahead with our veterans event.
Well, that's about it for the veterans event. I was going to mention our future meetings and speakers.
Right, let's
we
do that.
We have the summer month school. It's looking good, Tom, actually, for summer. June the 10th, we welcome Congressman Mo Brooks, who is a candidate for U.S. Senate. He is seeking the seat that's being vacated by Richard Shelby.
Okay.
And on July the 8th, we have a legislative trio from the Mobile area. Matt Simpson, who represents House District 96, Chip Brown, who represents House District 105, and Shane Stringer, who represents House District 102.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with Shane.
These guys are going to come and bring us an update from this year's legislative session, which actually ends this month.
That
should be good.
That is cool. Okay.
August the 12th, we have Adam Strange, who is a firearms instructor And he's also a former chair of the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Okay.
He's going to talk to us about gun safety.
That's an interesting topic for women. Yes, it is.
And then the following week, we will have an outing at the SRT range on Cody Road, and we'll get to practice maybe some of the things we've learned.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually taken my sisters and some other ladies to a shooting range here recently and give them a chance to go through the safety classes and all on the different pistols and the firearms as well.
Right.
As they also were able to become familiar with a rifle and different type rifles, AR-15s and actually just a regular 12-gauge shotgun, so that they would have the familiarity with those weapons in case the one that they normally would have with them or available to them wasn't there, but there might be another weapon available. So I was trying to reach that full range of familiarity so that they wouldn't be afraid of it, you know, and that was, it was very unique. They're ready to go back again. They want to shoot some more.
Sounds good, yeah. Well, I think our ladies are definitely looking forward to this class and been doing some of that same thing, being able to bring their own weapons in and fire them.
Sure.
There's probably several ladies who've never even fired their weapons, so this is going to be a great class and a great event to have.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, it's a pleasure of having you on tonight, Donna, and looking forward to seeing you on your at Veterans event, and I appreciate the invitation.
Yes, we're glad you're coming, Tom.
All right. And thank you, Donna. You did a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right.
You guys have a good night.
Okay. You ladies are doing a fine job over there. And you can always go to the scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, it's the DOD playing politics for Memorial Day when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
And Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And I know we want to thank some of our sponsors, Tom.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gordberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal. I should get paid extra.
And I tell you, Tom, you know,
right.
Yeah.
Who was get some sweet
who
money
was
for
the
that?
Comedian, the country, the country comedian that had that same sort of moniker in one of his deals. But you know, hey, you know, considering that the sale of RVs was up 87% last year,
right?
You may want to get out to Johnny's and see if they got any left.
Oh yeah, they've got some, but they're having to go to auctions in Florida and a couple of other states to get these and bring them back into Mobile, and then it's taking them, you know, probably 3 or 4 days to a week to run them through the shop because they don't just go out and put them on the lot. They actually put them over at the service center and start working on them over there, and they have a service check, you know, close to 100 points on it of all the things that they check to make sure that there's nothing wrong. And if there's something wrong, they fix it so that when they do sell it, they don't have that problem, you know. So I think that's a cool move. It's kind of like the car dealers do with the used vehicles. Just because you trade one in doesn't mean that it goes on the lot immediately. You know, they actually take it to the shop and go through a service check on it, so that, you know, they feel like they can guarantee what they were selling.
Well, you know, I think that's an interesting and admirable thing for them, because obviously, you know, they're putting their name on something. But yeah, I wonder, and we'll have to talk to them at some point. You see these ads on TV about renting.
Right.
RVs,
right?
You know, you can just like renting a car.
Yep.
And I wonder if they have any thoughts on that, because every now and then I've thought about doing that. That way you don't have to, you know, do all the upkeep and everything
right.
else that goes along.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With the RV, but you can just basically, you know, load all your stuff in it, get on the road, and have fun.
Right. I really don't know, but it will be a good subject to for me to check into, and I will. I'll check with Vernon and Johnny and see. How their program works, and if they participate in any of that, and if not, who, one of the local people, or how far is it away from here where you can rent one or lease one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, every now and then I'll see one out on the interstate, because they've got the, what is it, Rent RV or
right,
RV
right.
USA or
yeah,
whatever it is.
I've had some of them pass me on the interstate.
Yeah, right, Tom. Nothing passes you on the
Oh, excuse day. Me. Okay. Oh, okay. They were stopped on the side of the road. I was stopped. Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
Hey, look, my damn wheels are made round, and the car's got gas in it, you know, and I don't hear any noise. My radio's playing, you know, and I've got my Bose speakers kicking, and, you know, I'm probably listening to old Boots Randolph play a little Yakety Sax, or, you know, Ace Cannon with some of his fine music. Get out of my damn way. I'm going.
That absolutely, I agree with you. That, you know, driving's half the fun when you're going to your destination.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to get there
in half.
I can't wait to get there.
That's it. That's
what you say.
Hey,
oh yeah.
Speaking of getting there, hey, before we jump into the story on the Memorial Day motorcycle ride in D.C., the VA has just announced a new program to assist veterans unemployed by the scamdemic. Through funding for job training.
Scamdemic.
And Tom, you know, I almost wanted to see if
I
we
like
could,
that.
I wanted to see if we could get Donald on with us, because I know he works with
right.
Some of these types of programs.
He's available.
But this is it's a new GI Bill program. And of course, I mean, you know, there've been a number of iterations of the GI Bill since it first came out after World War II.
Right.
But it's designed to train veterans for high-demand jobs. It's the Veteran Rapid Retraining Assistance Program, or VRAP.
Ooh.
It offers, yeah, you got it, the R, it's a long R.
Right, VRRRRRAP.
There you go. But it's going to offer up to 12 months of cash payments to eligible veterans who enroll in approved job training programs that lead to associate's degrees, technical degrees, or certificates. And the thing that I find interesting about this program, Tom, is that it's not, you know, you have a lot of GI folks think GI Bill, well, if I didn't use it right after I got out, or if I didn't transfer it to somebody, then I've lost it.
Right.
For this one, basically, if you're a veteran, if you're unemployed because of the scamdemic, you're not receiving unemployment or CARES Act benefits at this point, then, and you can't be eligible for another GI Bill program, but you can go, and the program will run to December 11th of 2022, or until either 17,250 veterans complete the training. And the VA is going to cover the full cost of training and pay veterans a monthly housing allowance.
Awesome.
And,
yes.
I mean, Tom, you got the list there. If you want to read some of them, some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, as far as the programs that they have to offer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, CDL drivers. Now, and we have the Bishop State CDL driving thing here in the Mobile area. It's an awesome event. I know both of Brad Wallace, it's the head over there, and his assistant is Thomas Prater, the ARCA race car driver up here in the Mobile area. There, they do a great job. Cosmetology, cyber security, the dental assistant, HVAC, HVAC technician, which is air conditioned heating, graphic design, massage therapist, medical insurance billing, welding, and they have another complete list of current participating schools and the courses that are offered, and you can check that out through the VA.
It is. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity, and it's for veterans that are aged 22 to 66. So, like I said, this is not for a veteran that, you know, just came from Iraq or Afghanistan and is trying to find a place to go.
Right.
I would say you could use it, Tom, but I think you're kind of outside the age group.
Yeah, I'm outside the age group. Yeah. I'm not under it. I'm over it. Hey, you know what?
But yeah,
I offered me a job the other day, and I said, "Nah, man, I'm retired."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is my job. I have a boss.
When you're working.
I have a boss, you know, that cow guy that just my co-host on here. And that sucker, if he found out I had another job, he'd come over here and beat me to death with a stick.
Right, that 5%.
Yeah, that's the 5%.
Anyway, yeah, check out the VA.gov website for more information on that program if you're interested. And real quick, you know, Memorial Day is coming up, and this story popped up, Tom. And I thought, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
But the Defense Department has rejected a request from organizers of a traditional Memorial Day weekend motorcycle ride in the nation's capital. And the motorcyclists typically use the Pentagon's parking lot as a staging area for the ride. Because the reason they do that, Tom, is because of the number of motorcyclists that are planning to come.
Right, and they're from all over the United States.
Right. You don't have that many places there that have that kind of not parking, but the open space. And so it got me to thinking, you know, here we are. Now, of course, DOD officials said it's the ongoing scamdemic. But they
That's
also
BS.
Said it was the size of the expected crowd.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, Tom, if somebody up there isn't just a little scared to get that many veterans in one place.
Now the truth comes out. Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. You can call me a conspiracy theorist, but that many, especially motorcycles.
Isn't it funny? Also, Cal, that all of those people are trained with weapons.
Oh yeah, I just I'm just throwing it out there, Tom.
Okay. Who knows? I'll catch it.
They're gonna alter this now that the word is out. But I just think, you know, everything's an excuse. The pandemic is an excuse for everything now, Tom.
Oh, and they're going to use it to the fullest.
Absolutely. Anyway, hey, just as a follow-up to this on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on reviving Rambo, all that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Well, unless his communist handlers cut him off before he can
rumbling, bumbling, stumbling
his way up to and through the oath of office at some point on the 20th of January, the weekend at Biden's administration will officially begin. Of course, that is if he can remember to take the oath for president and not for the Senate, since he campaigned for both. One can only wonder what the over and under is in Vegas as to how many days he will actually serve, considering his addled state and his propensity to serve up rather milquetoast legislation during his 47 years of non-accomplishment while posing as a, quote, public servant. Something that will not sit well with his communist progressive puppet masters or supporters, who wasted no time in demanding that their radical agendas be proffered by Biden in return for supposedly elevating him to the office. I guess they truly believe that it was their votes and not the midnight suitcases, phantom ballots, and dubious algorithms that came together to misappropriate the election from Donald Trump. See how I did that? I very carefully slipped that in below the radar of big tech, the cancel culture, and media censors that don't want to allow 74 million plus the ability to perpetuate the notion of the steal. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket surgeon to realize that there was more theft involved in the outcome of this election than in your average Houston Astros World Series run.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Regardless of how long Biden is able to hold onto his post before Kamala Harris decides that it is time for Joe to sleep with the fishes, one does not have to wonder much about what the Biden regime will look like. A cursory glance at the slate of cabinet appointments, posing career bureaucrats and Obama sycophants to high-level positions in the executive branch, and the shift in policy from America First to taking it from Biden clearly indicates that the nation will be forced into what will effectively be the third term of the communist community organizer, Barack Hussein Obama's race to mediocrity. Unfortunately for our veterans, this means a return to the lip service from the administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs that we suffered through for 8 years. Remember the wait list scandal and its legacy of dying veterans waiting for care? The lack of accountability at the VA as the government union thugs were able to pilfer the agency at the peril of our veterans, and the never-ending backlog of claims at every level. Yep, as we have mentioned on air here on SBN, Biden's pick to head the VA, Dennis McDonough, who served as Barack Obama's chief of staff in Obama's second term during the period that included the scandal over wait times for medical appointments, worked closely with former VA secretary, just call me Bob, McDonough, during his failed tenure at the agency. In case you have forgotten, the waitlist appointment scandal was a systemic effort of deception and neglect within the agency tasked with caring for our nation's veterans. In its aftermath, McDonough defended the administration's action, claiming that the department was dealing with a dramatic expansion in terms of the healthcare system and providing education benefits. Of course, what this really means for our veterans is that the focus at the VA will shift from the veteran-first policy of the Trump administration to the union-first mentality with which we became all too familiar during the Obama years. It is an unfortunate truth, but remember that you heard it first here on SBN. Another reversion to the policies and attitudes of the Obama years is already on display. No nominating process needed. That is the portrayal of our military and veterans as mentally unstable men and women on the verge of going either A, Rambo, B, taxi driver, or C, Charlie Sheen. Ticking time bombs waiting to unleash a lethal cocktail of military experience and mental illness upon an unsuspecting nation. Its people, and aw shucks, politicians, simply trying to uphold and defend the Constitution. Okay, that last part was nothing but bullshit. Just saying, remember Big Sis Janet Napolitano, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security? Security under Obama? The very same Janet Napolitano that warned our law enforcement that our returning veterans posed a dangerous threat to society? In fact, it was in my very first tirade, the sniper who came in from the cold, that I mentioned the overt portrayal of our veterans as whack jobs by Napolitano when she placed our veterans on a terrorist watch list early on in the first reign of Obama. Things went downhill from there, although the campaign went into more of a stealth mode when Defense Secretary Leon Love Shack Panetta disarmed all Marines before his visit to Camp Leatherneck to discuss the rash of green-on-blue attacks. And when Marines at the second Obama coronation were equally dishonored by having the bolts removed from their rifles as they paraded with the communist in chief. Of course, Biden wouldn't have to worry about Marines popping a cap in his ass too soon because they know that next up is Kamala Harris. Kind of like out of the frying pan and into the fire for the nation. Now, you may be wondering exactly where his top cat hanging his hat on this theory. Well, one only has to look at reports from the government-run media in the wake of the Capitol insurgency to see that veterans and indeed our active-duty military members are once again being portrayed as deranged anti-government whack jobs, whether they stepped on the Capitol grounds or if they merely had the gall to attend the rally. They were quick to report that the first casualty of the Second American Revolution was an Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt, who was a resident of California and who may very well have been in D.C. to protest the oppressive regime in California as much as she was to prevent the elevation of Biden to commander in sleep. Only of late has it been revealed that Biden served for 14 years, held a high-level security clearance, and was, get this, an Obama voter before she realized that she lived in a state that cared more about her toxic whiteness than her desperation over trying to salvage her post-military business that was ravaged by dictator Gavin Newsom's COVID shutdown. Countless others on the media's most wanted list from those fateful hours in D.C. have had their prior military service used against them to once again paint our veterans with a broad brush that will be needed to cancel military service as patriotic if your views do not align with those of the ruling elite. Do not doubt the Top Cat on this. The swamp is scared, and it's scared of you, the freedom-loving American patriot with the Constitution as your guide and divine providence as your armor and the ammo to back it up. Case in point, after announcing that National Guard troops deployed to D.C. will be carrying a lethal force, officials from the incoming regime, under the guise of a concern over a, quote, inside attack, have ordered that the FBI vet all 25,000 troops that have been beckoned to D.C. to protect the swamp from we the people. I mean, come on. These troops have obviously already been checked in order to enter the service, and yet the ruling class is so terrified of the voters that they want a second swipe at the apple cart? Just in case there are any conservatives in that group? As we saw in the Obama regime, it is simply weaponizing the intelligence and law enforcement communities against those with whom you disagree politically. However, this is necessary for the incoming regime to create a schism between our veterans, the military, and the general populace once again in order to generate fear amongst the civilian world of an armed revolt against the progressive push to communism. In doing so, it becomes easier to use the whack job mental illness card against those patriots who have honorably served and continue to fight for the future freedom of this nation. They know that if they are successful in disenfranchising and disarming this segment of the population, then the remainder of the sheeple will be all too easy to enslave. Just remember, you heard it here first. So keep your head high and your powder dry. You are not alone. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, man? Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans. All live on 106.5 FM and streaming at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. You know, and Tom, there, you had something in that tirade that I thought was interesting, especially when we talk about the fact that the DOD is not going to allow the Rolling Thunder group to assemble at the Pentagon.
Right.
But because of the coronavirus. They didn't have a problem putting 25,000 National Guard troops
right in
D.C.
Right. There you go, brother.
With no checks, no nothing.
Right. Talk to me. Go ahead.
So
you own that page.
That's once again, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, what's their real motivation, I guess, is the best thing.
Well, we know what the damn motivation is.
Well, you know, I think it's a slap in the face to our veterans.
Well, hell yes.
I certainly hope that this group, because you know how motorcyclers are and right. veterans are, they'll find a way.
Oh yeah,
they will find a way around it.
Yeah, they don't have they don't have to have that parking lot. They'll figure out some way else to do it, as long as they've got a permit to ride.
Well, they don't even need a permit. Yep. All they need to do is be able to ride up that 95 right into D.C.
Right, just ride in there like they was on a tour.
There
Hello, world.
Hey,
here we are.
There you go. Hey, thank you for joining us. Hopefully, you'll join us again soon. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
All right.